This is called Yes, Lord. I will be referring to a couple chapters in Acts, but I am actually coming out of Acts, the 9th chapter, verses 3 to 6. Acts is after John, before Romans. This chapter is about the conversion of Saul. If you want to know a little bit more about Saul, you can go to Acts chapter 8, verses 1 to 3, and then look at the top of this chapter 9 and read verses 1 and 2. And this is about Saul's encounter with Jesus. And later on in the book of Acts, you can go down to chapter 13, verse 9, where you will see his name was changed to Paul. Acts chapter 9, verse 3. As he traveled, he approached Damascus, and suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him, displaying the glory and majesty of Christ. Verse 4, and he fell to the ground and heard a voice from heaven saying to him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting and oppressing me? Verse 5, and Saul said, who are you, Lord? And he answered, I am Jesus, who you are persecuting. Verse 6, now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do. In this situation, there was a divine encounter for Saul to meet Jesus because of the will of God concerning his life. In this encounter in Damascus, Paul gets the shock of his life, and that shock changed him forever. The Holy Spirit spoke to me about this, and he said, us. And I said, Lord, what are you saying? And he said, Saul surrendered with a yes, Lord. And I heard the Holy Spirit say, so many of you owe me a yes, Lord. He said, you already know what part of your heart, your mind, and your life, but you rather drag yourself around in disobedience to satisfy something you think that you're in control of. The majority of us will not have a soul experience. If God said to you, this last yes will change everything, would you surrender or would you hesitate? And if you surrender, what is your intentions when you surrender? Are you coming to the Lord for the blessings, or are you coming because it's time to truly say yes? I've learned from experience, an honest yes to the Lord is better than ever trying to do something your own way. Whatever it is, even if it's in small portions, yes, Lord. If it means you have to move some people out of your life, yes, Lord. If you have to hold your peace for righteousness' sake, that doesn't apply to an atmosphere for non-believers only. We also get tested with our brothers and sisters in Christ, yes, Lord. If it means deliverance and breaking generational curses, yes, Lord. If you have to apologize and surrender your pride, yes, Lord. We are here to surrender our hearts and be more like Christ, and not looking for yes or saying yes to the wrong person. We must get to the place that we all say, yes, Lord. Amen.